July 1st, CUSA fans. Thank you for joining us for a special episode of CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm your host, Sarah Rudolph, and we are glad to be back and recording episodes again after a little summer break, and we have a good one in store for you today. A few things before we get started. It's been a while since I've gotten a chance to tell you how to never miss an episode, so let's do it. Go find us on Apple or Spotify, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you'll always know when a new episode is released. Leave us a review while you're at it, and if you like what you hear on the show, you can always follow us on social media too, on X and Instagram at CUSA Insider Pod. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's get into it. It is officially July 1st, 2024, which means we can finally welcome Kennesaw State as an official member of Conference USA. Round of applause, everyone. We are very excited about this edition, and in honor of this momentous occasion, we got the chance to catch up with the head man himself, Milton Overton, Director of Athletics for the KSU Owls, and we so appreciate that he made the time to speak with us. Now, he is a busy man and has been getting prepared for the big launch day, so we recorded this interview a few days ago, but believe me, you are going to want to take some time to listen to this one. Let me give you a little bit of background on Milton here. He became the athletic director at Kennesaw State in 2017 and has led the department to continued and growing success since his arrival. Milton is a 25-year veteran of the college athletics industry, spending time at Florida A&M University, Alabama, Texas A&M, TCU, Oklahoma, and the NCAA. He was a four-year starter as an offensive lineman at Oklahoma and brings that valuable experience as a student athlete with him to his job as the AD every single day. As you'll hear in our interview, Milton is just as proud, if not prouder, of the academic accomplishments of his athletes on campus as he is about their athletic successes. It was such a pleasure to get to talk to him, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. So without further ado, here's our interview with Kennesaw State AD Milton Overton. All right, guys, joining us today on CUSA Insider is Kennesaw State Director of Athletics, Milton Overton. Milton, these are exciting times for Conference USA and KSU. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule to join us today.
Sir, absolutely my pleasure. So we're definitely excited and fired up and ready to go and be new members here in 5 days. We can't wait.
Yes, it is so exciting. So, Milton, I'm sure the anticipation there for the athletic staff, the students on campus, and the fans has been building for some time now since you announced your plans to move to Conference USA back in October of 2022. July 1st here is just around the corner, and the Owls are officially becoming members of Conference USA, bringing our conference membership to 10 total members. Can you tell our listeners, a lot of whom are from other schools or from around the league, what is it that makes Kennesaw State such a great addition for Conference USA?
No, absolutely. First off, again, I want to thank you for the interview and to reiterate the fact that, yeah, we've been at a fever pitch high on our movement with Conference USA and with full, you know, membership entry finally, you know, after so much time. And I think that we are a great fit. For a number of reasons. One, you know, there's academic alignment. You know, there's more alike R1, R2 institutions, you know, who believe the same as we do relative to research and a focus on students and faculty. You know, all those things are really important. And I always want to start with academics first, because while we're in a sports conference but we're all in the business of higher education and educating students first. So I think when President Schwag looked at this for the first time, that was the initial focus, was to make sure that we were aligned, with like institutions. So that's one. Competitively, it's a, you know, great level of competition across the board. You know, Conference USA has so much depth, relative to, the sports prominence, with all the teams that compete, whether it happens to be basketball or football or, bowling.
That's right, bowling.
I got to count that with Jacksonville State winning the national championship. But all of the teams are very competitive, and I love the fact that, our commissioner, McLeod, her vision is completely on board with and in line with what we want to do. So again, between academics and all the competitive alignment. You know, we obviously are great. A great addition. And, you know, hey, we've been pretty competitive ourselves a little bit, right?
So just a little, right?
Chips, you know, the last, few years in the A-Sun and the Big South. And I think also just from a growth standpoint, you know, when you're looking at institutions, you want to pick an institution like you're picking, stock, right? You want to be able to rise. Well, you know, we're the fastest growing institution in the state of Georgia. We have more bodies on campus than anybody else in the state of Georgia at 45,000 students. And continuing to grow. So, again, we plan to continue that growth process so that we add value to the conference. And I think, you know, obviously the location is really important from a meteorite standpoint. You know, this DMA is excellent, in terms of eyeballs and recruiting, right? So all of the Conference USA schools that come here and play, all of them are very interested in all of the great prospect of student athletes that we have here. You know, we've got quite a few, very prominent players that come out of the state of Georgia across the board, across all sports. So, again, I think that we certainly bring the prospecting value. We bring the media rights value in terms of the DMA. And certainly from an academic standpoint, which is most important, we bring, alignment relative to, research, one or two institutions.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned the academics and the student enrollment there. I think that a lot of people might be surprised to hear that your enrollment is over 45,000 and growing, like what you said. So with all of those students on campus, what is the excitement level right now there at KSU in the community and with the student body surrounding the Owls jump into Conference USA?
Well, for whatever reason, all of our students believe that at some point we're going to be on our own version of College Football Game Day.
Oh, right.
Whether ESPN decides to do it or we do it on our own, that's the level of excitement that you should.
I love that. I love it.
See, at our first home football game in Conference USA with opponents. And so, they're going to be very enthusiastic and loud and very proud. You know, putting on that KS, right, is important. We've all been playing football for 10 years. And, this move with the type of visibility that we'll get, with on national networks really helps the institution grow. It's national prominence stands, an academic community. Certainly that level of visibility is going to help us, I think, with enrollment as well, as we are looking at, this huge footprint that we call Conference USA that's growing. It's definitely going to help us, quite a bit. And again, it's not just our students that are excited, our faculty and staff excited. Our alumni, are extremely excited about what it means to, sit at home, whenever you graduated from KSU as an Owl and watch us on national TV and really, have that spirit of engagement while you're wearing your black and gold, proud of your team. So, again, our entire Owl Nation is very excited and fired up about the opportunity to be new members of Conference USA.
Well, we are excited to see what Owl Nation has to offer for us as well. So you mentioned it. July is here. Later this month, we've got you guys, your first football media day that you guys will be participating in. And then really not long after that, we'll officially kick off the football season. So Kennesaw State, as you mentioned before, holds the honor of being the winningest startup football program in college football history. Now making the move into the FBS ranks, what are you expecting out of your football program in their first season with Conference USA under longtime head coach Brian Bohannon?
Well, we're going to start at the basics. So when you move from FCS to FBS, the first thing you want is your first FBS win. So we're going to focus, with intent, to achieve that and not feel overly. We'll get that and more. Again, Coach Bohannon has built our program the right way, and when I mean the right way, it's, with character, with enthusiasm, with the type of people that, that can, build a program from ground up, right? So I don't expect anything different than what we've been able to achieve. That's going to take some time, but if you've got the right stuff like Coach Bo has to build a program from scratch and to have success very quickly, and like you said, the distinction of being, the fastest winning startup, then we're going to have great success. We just have to continue to be who we are. There's been a gold standard of excellence in everything that we do, whether it happens to be recruiting, how we do practice, The expectation with players, you know, in terms of being academics first and focused on graduating at a very high level and really getting kids out, making them better men. If you come here as a student athlete, and certainly what Coach Poe has done in terms of that expectation is that you're going to leave here a better man, okay? Not just a better man athletically, but a better father, you know, a better friend, you know, a better person in the community, you know, somebody that our alumni base can be proud of. So, again, you build it the right way, you have long-term sustainability, whether it happens to be at one level of FCS or the next level at FBS, where we're doing the same thing. So with that principle, with those principles being followed, we're going to be A-OK. Like I said, it's going to take us some time, but there won't be a time that we come on the field that we don't expect to win, right? We will always expect to win because I think what's distinguishable about us is that how we believe that we are. We're kind of that blue collar, team, university, you know, that I think we appeal to the general public, you know, in terms of, hey, you know, we don't have to be at the highest level in terms of what our spend is. But again, you know, we're going to, our goal is to be excellent in everything that we do. So it's going to be a fun ride for football and across the board of all of our sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the Owl Nation fan base, the black and gold. There's a lot of pride there. And one really exciting thing about Conference USA football is that, you know, starting last year, our weekday CUSA games played the month of October, nationally televised all during the month of October. We saw great success with that as a league in year one. And now Owl fans will get to watch their team on ESPN, on CBS Sports Network, on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays during the month of October. So from an AD's perspective, what is so great about this opportunity to play college football on a nationally televised stage, even though it's on a typically unconventional day for your college football?
No, absolutely. First off, I want to give credit to the commissioner. What a strategic coup, right? You know, developing and, you know, negotiating a contract that allows us to have, that singularity, you know, on a Tuesday or Wednesday with very few football options and, you know, what America loves is football, you know, no matter what state you're in, no matter what team, you love football. So if you're one of the only institutions, you know, playing the football game, you're going to be watching. And so, again, we're really excited about, you know, all of those folks that hadn't really thought about Kennesaw State, doesn't know who Kennesaw State is, but we're competing against Jacksonville State or Liberty or whomever else in the conference. And all of a sudden, hey, I'm just coming to watch a football game. But wow, look at the excitement of those students and that crowd. Man, what are they doing? I see that they're doing great in research, nursing, computer science. You know, we have a chance to advertise all of the great things that's happening on our campus from an academic standpoint. So we're really excited about the opportunity to, you know, to showcase our talents, student athletes' talents on a national stage, but more importantly to elevate the brand of the institution at a level where, again, a lot of eyeballs watching on Tuesday or Wednesday midweek games, and we're going to get a lot of value out of that.
Well, so you had mentioned this before you were talking just now about Jacksonville State and Liberty. Those are opponents that you guys are familiar with across several sports when you guys were all in the A-Sun together. Now you're going to be reunited with those former rivals once again, just in a different league. So I heard in a previous interview of yours that you called the game between Jacksonville State and Kennesaw State the border war. I mean, only 83 miles separate your two campuses. I love a natural rivalry. Right now with UTEP and New Mexico State and Middle Tennessee and WKU, we've got some of those natural rivalries, and I'm excited to add another one. So what can you tell us about, are you going to start up an official border war with Jacksonville State? What's the plan there?
We're focused on it. It's not official yet, but Greg, which is an awesome colleague and friend of mine, athletic director at Jacksonville State, we've talked about that, and it's really a rivalry out of respect, right? Because we, you know, both institutions are growing, and we think a lot of each other, you know, in terms of what we're trying to accomplish, educating our students. But yeah, it's fun when you think about this border war, okay, that if you want to call it that, unofficially. Yeah, it's just a few miles away. We had the distinction of several years ago, I think it was in 22, we had a game, and actually we did it in the Braves Stadium. So we were the first football game to ever be played at the new Braves Stadium at the Battery. So it's really, really cool, right? And we have five overtimes. So, and so everyone, we had so many people watching that game. And obviously we were victorious, you know, in that game. And Greg says that we just outlasted them, you know, but it's been a fun match, you know, matchup. Whether we've gone there to play or they come here, every game is intense. You know, the fans travel. And you think about in college football right now, and with all the conference realignment, there's so many rivalries that are, you know, that are being undone, right? And so it's great to have an opportunity to start something up new. It's geographically, you know, the right fit. And again, it's two fan bases that have great respect for each institution, but we can travel. You know, the parents and the families can come back and forth. And, you know, that's really the beauty of college football to me at its best. You know, when, you know, when you have the whole community that can travel and really be excited about playing each other.
Yeah, and then that game's on a Friday night in October on national television this year, CBS Sports Network. So that's going to be a fun one. I know we're really looking forward to that. We might have to come up with an official name at some point, but we can work on that.
We're working on some other things too. So
hey, I like it.
We'll see what happens. But just know again, we whether it's baseball, or softball, or soccer, tennis, you know, we played a series with them, and even in basketball, we've had some really heated rivalries there. So. Not just football, across the board, our student athletes collectively are always ready to play each other, you know, in an intense manner.
Now, listen, I love a good rivalry. We were talking before we started recording. I went to Alabama, so I have a heated rivalry with that school down the road in Auburn. And I know that we've never met in person, but I have a feeling that our paths have crossed at some point because you were at Alabama the same time that I was working in the student. I was working as a student in the football recruiting department. And so at some point, I know that we have crossed paths. And now your son is a football student athlete there, correct? So I can throw a Roll Tide in there, just a little Roll Tide in there.
I appreciate that. I can say Roll Tide too. And and again, that rivalry with Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl, obviously, is its term. That's what I love about what we're doing now is that we get a chance, you know, 10 years, 15 years from now, folks are going to be talking about our rivalry between Kennesaw State and Jacksonville State, you know, very similarly. But man, I tell you what, the passion, it's, you know, there, it's really a sight to see. And, you know, I play football in Oklahoma too, and Oklahoma, Texas rivalry.
Oh, yeah. So
I grew up enjoying college football, you know, as a player and obviously as a spectator and athletic director. And it certainly does, you know, mean a lot. And we learned obviously from the best, you know, with the brand, you know, at Alabama with Coach Saban, and you got a couple of national championship rings out of it. I do as well. And
yes,
you
know, I did.
Play down the street, and I'll leave it with this. And you know, it's funny how life works full circle. You know, my kid, both of my boys used to travel with the team, you know, and so, you know, they grew up on the field, getting to know the players, and now I can go and watch them play there, you know, as a student athlete. So I'm very blessed to have an opportunity to do that.
That's awesome. I'm headed down for the WKU at Alabama game the first weekend of the season. So I'm excited to get back there. But, you know, talking about Alabama, you have been at some storied institutions. You were at Alabama, you were at A&M, you were at Florida A&M. What has working in those high profile athletic departments helped you, or how has it helped you in your role as the AD during this transition up to the FBS level?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know what great looks like, right? You've when you've had an opportunity to learn from some of the great coaches, you know, from some of the great administrators, presidents, seeing institutions put full investment and, you know, behind, you know, an athletic department, you know, that has a goal, right? That goal is to improve that visibility, improve enrollment, improve, you know, retention, all those things. I've seen that work. And I was there a year after Coach Saban got there. And I still remember talking to President Witt at the time, who became chancellor, about why they're going to make those investments in Alabama. And at that time, Alabama had never had a capital campaign. I mean, ever in the history of Alabama.
It's hard to believe.
It is. Yeah. But you know, it was an alignment of, you know, institutions said, we're going to grow utilizing athletics as well, you know, as a focal point of pride. And that, you know, that helped. So, you know, when I look at what we're doing here, that's why I love being here, is that, you know, we're 45,000. We're one of the largest schools in the country. We're still developing tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best traditions, whether it was at, again, Texas A&M with the Yale leaders, you know, and you got the whole group of students standing up. Well, that happened over so many years, but I got a chance to be a part of the development, you know, of those traditions. And we can implement some of the similar things here. President Schwag went to Baylor, and she just implemented a tradition of the freshmen running out.
Yeah.
You know, and we were calling the flight, you know, flight class. They're running out. The very first game, the freshman class leads out our team, right? Well, that came from Baylor. And, you know, and that's a tradition that's going to stick here now, right? So, again, I've having the opportunity to work with some of the best coaches and, you know, winning conference championships and winning national championships. But then, and I'll leave you with this on this particular subject, working strategically together to utilize, you know, that those wins, you know, and that excitement to galvanize, you know, your strategic plan as an institution. We've got a new strategic plan rollout we're going to be doing in the fall. And the focus is on national prominence, okay? That's what the focus is. Kennesaw State can't be a best-kept secret at 45,000 students, right?
Right.
Well, everybody to know at a national level who we are, right? Because we've worked really hard, you know, to acquire that reputation. So, you know, we're going to use this great platform with Commerce USA to do that, do just that, is to elevate the brand and so that we can bring more understanding of a national prominence to our institution.
Awesome. Well, Milton, I'd like to ask you about the $25 million capital campaign that you guys have there at KSU right now. Obviously, with a move up to this level comes improvements that need to be made in athletic facilities and across campus. So can you tell me a little bit more about what projects are planned for those funds to be contributing to?
No, absolutely. Well, first thing, we've had so much success in the capital campaign. We went from 25, it's actually been improved to $33 million.
Oh, I love it.
And this is a part of the university overall capital campaign. And so there was we started out at $125 million, and that's ballooned to $200 million. Again, our portion of that's 33, and it's going up. And we're just a few million dollars, about six away from our goal of $33 million. So we've had great success. I believe this move the conference has really helped us, gain some excitement and momentum from a fundraising perspective. And we've got two big projects that we're focused on. Again, that's part of the overall master plan, but we're going to break ground on our new baseball facility. So we've been talking about it for a while. It's a $12 to $14 million spend, and we actually break ground in that in July, right? So just next month, we'll break ground in that facility. And that's it's really, we call it a renovation, but it is a complete tear down. It's new turf, lights, brand new facility and stands, suites. It increases the capacity of our stadium so that when we host a Conference USA conference championship and then a super regional, you see how I'm saying in the future.
I like it. I like it.
Go with me, okay?
Speak it into existence. I love it.
Speak it into existence, right? We're going to be prepared for that. And, a couple of years ago, we were at a regional, and had we played one more game and beat LSU, we would have had an opportunity to host the Super Region. Well, we didn't have enough seats. Our facility wasn't at the capacity it needs to be. That'll never happen again because we're KSU, right? And that's going to be a great addition to our program. And then the other one is we're going to build a sports performance complex for football. Football, like I said, is a startup, right? They haven't operated like a startup because they've been champions. But they've done that operating out of a warehouse for a while. And it's a really nice facility. We're going to move them from where they are to the football stadium, okay? And it's about a 50,000-plus square feet facility, brand-new locker rooms, a strength and conditioning area that's about 7,000 square feet, much larger than what we have right now, brand-new sports medicine facility that would be for everybody. And that's going to be huge for our student-athletes in terms of, you know, recovery, nutrition, wellness, all those things. It's about student-athlete welfare. but it's going to help us from a recruiting standpoint, right? We've got to make those investments in our football program so that when prospects come on campus, they know, then they have no doubt that, hey, we're serious about, you know, being an FBS, you know, bold, you know, and CFP contender. And so, yes, I said it. That's the expectation, right? So that didn't happen, you know, in day one. But we will make the right investments to make sure that we put our coaches and our student athletes in a situation where we have competitive advantage, and those facilities will help us do that. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. So baseball, like I said, will kick off this year, and then the following year, hopefully by the spring, you know, we'll actually start on our football facility. And, yeah, it's football sports performance because it will provide resources and accommodations for all of our student athletes. But again, we'll be able to move our whole football operations building from where it is now to the stadium. So we're fired up about that.
That's awesome. The stock for Kennesaw State just continues to go up and up and up. I love it. I love to hear that. Well, I'm going to pivot a little bit from athletics and university to the community in the town of Kennesaw, Georgia. So this is a new spot on the map for a lot of our CUSA fans around the country. We actually do have a large alumni base for several of our schools in the Atlanta area, but they may have never been up to Kennesaw, Georgia. Who knows? So what can fans expect when they hit the road and visit you guys there in KSU?
First off, put on your black and gold and be proud. So, hey, if you're a fan of another institution, that's okay. It's not mutually exclusive. Come to us, because if you come to us, you're going to have a hometown feeler. You're going to have, we won't have 100,000 people, but you'll have an excited fan base, 10,000 to 15,000 that excited about being there. Our community, in Cobb County is very, very supportive, you know, and they're excited about our move as well, because you know what? What does it bring? Economic development, right? So there's going to be more teams coming in, more teams that look like us, right, in terms of research, one to two institutions. And so, you know, that's going to bring a lot of people to our stadium, and what they're going to see and expect is an exciting brand of football. Hey, you know, we're going to be throwing the ball around. We actually did adjust our offense. We used to be a triple option, and now we're pistol. Option team, but again, that has a lot more ability to throw the ball downfield, and playing some really good schemes. So again, you know, different brand of football, exciting, fast pace, a lot of people, cheerleaders, folks that have a lot of fire, you know, and enthusiasm for the Owls, you know. And again, you're gonna hear this this war song. It says you don't want to go to war with the Owls. And so get in rhythm when you come here. we will leave chanting that theme song, okay? And it will be forever stuck in your head, okay?
I love that.
And that's what we want, right? Because when you come here, we should have a type of experience, right, where it's the 12th man there, that it's the toughest place to play a football game because we're loud, right? And you can barely hear. So if you come, participate at that level so that our players hear you and they get that energy, you know, from the crowd as they typically have done in the past.
Well, you got me excited to get down there. So hopefully I will make my way down there in the near future. But, okay, this leads me to my last question for you. We're going to finish you off. I'm going to finish you off on a good note, let you off the hook here in a second. But this is a more fun and lighthearted question that I like to ask all of our podcast guests, and we call this segment CUSA Eats. So with Kennesaw becoming the newest destination for CUSA fans this year, I'd love it if you could give our listeners some spots that they can check out when they come in town to grab a bite to eat. I know you've been there since, 2017, so you've got to have some good restaurant recommendations. So give me one or two of your favorites and maybe what we should get to eat there when we go.
I think you're just asking me that because I'm a former offensive lineman and I look like an offensive lineman, and that's just so wrong.
You put those words in my mouth, Milton. I did not say that.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm a big guy. And yeah, the big guy would know where to eat. And I'd be happy to share those with you. So
perfect.
They're great sponsors of ours. You want great barbecue, great price, go to JD's, okay? Copeland's. I mean, they're great sponsors of ours too. That's that New Orleans style, menu. It's fantastic. You know, you love that. And I'm a Texan, okay? And I grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Guess what was there? Whataburger. So, Whataburger just came to Georgia, actually. And, you know, so it's become a great burger. If you want a great beer, Dry County. So Dry County is a great brewery. They're great supporters of ours, but you'll have a lot of fun in that environment. So it's real fun as well. They got Taco Mac and Tin Lizzy. So those are the ones that I tell you that the focus on, get a good taste of Georgia, a good taste of, you know, Kennesaw, you know, in particular. And I always want to support, you know, the programs that support us and provide scholarship, you know, and a bright future for our student athletes. So I encourage you, if you come to watch us, do that, because you know you're making, not only you're eating well, but you're actually making a difference from a scholarship perspective.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm a Southern girl at heart, from Tennessee, went to school in Alabama. Now I live in Texas. So that sounds like some good eating there in Kennesaw.
Don't end this singing Tennessee whiskey. I know myself, you know, I could sing it too, but we won't do it. Maybe next time.
All right. Now, you did mention barbecue. I am from Memphis, Tennessee, so I'm really particular about my barbecue. So I'm going to have to try that out and let you know what I think about it.
Ladies won't let you down.
All righty. Well, Milton, thank you so much again for joining us. We are super excited about the Owls joining the league here. Can't wait to see what you guys do in year one. And yeah, just good luck the next couple of days with all of your prep work that I know you guys have going on. And I just hope that you can feel the mutual excitement here for you guys coming on to CUSA.
We do. Well, thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you. And I'll personally make sure that we get you fed very well when you come. All right, Sarah.
Much appreciated, Milton. You have a good one.
All right, have a good one. Thank you, too.
Thank you again to Milton Overton of Kennesaw State for joining us for this special edition of CUSA Insider. We hope you guys really enjoyed it. And in the next few weeks, spoiler alert, we're going to be doing some more interviews with our two newest CUSA football coaches, UTEP's Scotty Walden and MTSU's Derek Mason. And then Football Media Day won't be far behind it, and we have some really special content lined up to go along with that. So, like I said before, definitely make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on Apple or Spotify, and make sure you're following us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod so you don't miss an episode. All right, that is it for me today. I'll see you guys again next week. Thank you for listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.